Welcome to everyone. Is there something to be discussed? He was talking about like param samvedanam, this consciousness having no face. Like generally the consciousness we know is like will have like a face, you know, it really kind of, you know, acts one side, and there is also like back of it, which where it doesn't go, sides maybe some goes. So he was asking like that you, like the word he's giving is like param samvedanam, means consciousness having no face. No face means no direction. And it's like really difficult to guess that, because guessing will also be from having face, you know, like having a direction. And this is why like nothing can be said about it, you know, like only experiential acknowledgement will speak about it. So and of course, as we know that he keeps on, so he's keeping on, and he's saying pasam vittist nirvanam duk संवेदनात् भवेत् स्वनैव तत्प्रयत्नेन हुंसः संवेदते क्षणात्. So saying the consciousness we deal with is in response to me, kind of, you know, there will be me felt, and then on top of that responses. Responses will come via me, and this is why they will be colored with me, you know, like when I say truth, you know, it will be good to say my truth, you know, like you know, if it, if I'm honest enough, I will say, my truth is this, not the truth. So, pasam vittistu nirvanam. Like he's saying, if, like this layer of me, it's absent. And of course then, if layer of me is absent, you know, we really don't know how to deal, kind of, you know. There is no acknowledgement that how I will live or respond. So saying certainly, like if you manage to put you in sleep, kind of like this me, if I manage to put me in sleep and kind of let the allow the acknowledgement to come from beyond me, you know, if that happens, he's saying like that is what nirvana is, that is the state of nirvana. Means like responses are not colored by me, whatever responses will be, they will not be colored by an individual. And he's saying like if individual is not there, you really cannot respond unhappiness, you know, like unhappiness can only be responded by an individual, and if that is not, then he's saying dukkham, you know, the like he's saying, like there is no way that you can respond unhappiness from beyond individual consciousness. एंड स्वनैव तत्प्रयत्नेन एंड सर्टेनली लाइक सीम्स दैट इफ आई एम नॉट यू नो हाउ आई कैन रिस्पॉन्ड. So saying, certainly, because of your own efforts, you will manage to be absent and something else will take over and samvedyate chanat. Like a, you know, when we respond, it's a plan, kind of like, you know, there is a big plan behind, you know, like a, you know, there is a big past in responding. And when responding comes from there, he's saying like that moment will respond, you know, it's no kind of like no plan in responding, there is no colors available to color the responding, so every time it will be chanat. Chanat means like a you know, actually, literal chan means 24th portion of a second, actually. Like, you know. So saying, like, you know, if you divide a second into 24th parts, one of them will be a chan. So he's saying like, responding will come from that chan, that kind of, probably, like that will happen in time, that's why he's saying that, like the so that's why he's saying like, you know, moment will respond. अविद्या विद्यमानेव नष्ट प्रज्ञे विद्यते न अम्नेव अंगीकृता अभावात् सम्यक् प्रज्ञेषु सा कुतः. So saying like what we call ignorance has no existential you know it doesn't exist actually, but it is the absence of something, you know? like you know if you like one example could be like, you know, if you want to remove darkness and you kind of, you know, hire trucks, you know, like whatever can remove and you cannot do anything, you know, like because darkness is absence of light. Darkness it in itself has no presence. So similarly, ignorance in itself has no presence, but is absence of wisdom. So saying, avidya, avidyamanev, like this, ignorance has no existence. It doesn't exist. So the effort what we have to make is to bring wisdom, you know, not remove ignorance, you know. So he's saying like, here you have to be again careful because you might go on a wrong track, you know, like that I want to remove ignorance and then this will be like a wrong path. So just be careful. What is important that you have to see that ignorance doesn't exist. It's like a non-existence, you know, it's absence of something. So nast pragye vidyate, it's because wisdom is not there, so it seems. Because of the absence of wisdom, it seems ignorance. And so saying, you really don't have to, you really don't waste your time in finding the parts of, kind of, you know, parts of the body of the ignorance, you know, like really, because they will not be found. And what you need to do is samyak pragyesu, like you really need to look for appropriate wisdom, kind of, you know, like the and he's saying like, if appropriate wisdom is there, you know, sakuta, like where that can be, kind of the ignorance, where that can be. If there is like, you know, like if light can speak, you know, it always will say, I have not seen darkness, you know, because like it cannot, you know. Like similarly, wisdom, you know, like wisdom doesn't never met ignorance, kind of, as light never met darkness. So saying sakuta, like for appropriate wisdom, where ignorance is, you know, like you know, where is the house of ignorance, you know, like tell me, kind of. So saying like it will be funny for wisdom to to find out about ignorance, because wisdom cannot find out about ignorance as light cannot find out about darkness.
Where has wisdom gone?
Where has
wisdom gone then?
Because it's like a, you know, you are trying somewhere else, not in wisdom, you know, like a, because wisdom is a presence.
Because I'm familiar with the picture that wisdom is like always there, like the sky, and that ignorance are like clouds that are in between.
So yeah.
Different.
Because you know, wisdom can be present and absent. Like whatever is presence, you know. So, like actually, it is absent, you know. It's absence. So it's not like a gone somewhere, you know. Like when it may be like not connectivity, you know, not connected to. Okay. So this is why, like when you feel connected, then you feel, you know, it's so obvious, you know, like how can I miss this? Because even when I was not connecting, I was connected, kind of. So somewhere like the...
It must be somewhere, it must be there, but suddenly,
this is like so cute that it doesn't exist in time and space. Like that is the and this is why kind of like if connection is not from the time and beyond time and space, you know, it's like when connection is in time and in space, it's kind of, it's missed. So, like... So saying, samyak prages sakuta. When you have appropriate wisdom, where is si, kind of, you know, where is ignorance, you know, like, how can that be?
We are in the body, we are not the sky.
Yeah.
So even if it is the taste of the wisdom, it is something in the same time. It's not totally no connection, but it's also a feeling of fact, it is some place, a state of between ignorance and wisdom. Something you have the taste, and you in your bodies you are feeling something like a human being, sadness or joy or for when something happened in your life. I don't know if it's totally ignorance in this place, because it is also a test of something else. Don't know what I want to try to say. So that's between ignorance and wisdom, it is some place when you speak about the effort. That's what it is, because you know, we speak about the ultimate and the thing for me, so far away, something, I feel something, but I am not on this place, but I see.
So maybe you could be moving into both, you know, like move there and also move back, also that is possible.
I don't know, I'm feeling something.
Yeah, you know, certainly, like no.
See, so movement like this.
Yeah, so.
It's not darkness.
Yeah.
But is not always totally light.
So, you know, it seems to me that if we I think the path begins with, like, with experience, you know, like somewhere you know something, and this is why you go far, kind of, you know, like it. I think, you know, if, like, people who don't know, kind of, like, somewhere, they cannot be on the path. Like, it's very difficult for them. Like, if you really haven't touched, you know, sometime that, it's difficult to move for that. So certainly, kind of, like, we really touch that, and that makes us to walk towards that, you know, like, in spite of. So, you know, certainly, like, you know, you
do we have a choice?
Do you have a choice? Yeah, I think, you know, once you have seen it, you have no choice other than coming to India. You know, you know, as long as you haven't seen, you have choice to be in New Zealand. You know. But, yeah.
And then there's just this feeling that they don't mind, like, to just keep on being not looking. Like, I never understood.
Yeah, you know, because it's like, because there are many types of experiences, like, so there could be not the deepest one, like, some, you know, because many kinds of gods also exist, you know, like, so. Like, one of them, you know, could be experienced, and then you know, you can do what you have been. And if, like, I think in the true experience, you know, like, you can never do same, kind of, you know, like, it really turns you upside down, kind of, you know, like, legs are up and head is down, like, somewhere. So as long as that is not happening, means something is not true in experiencing God, because God really takes everything away, kind of, like, it's stealer, you know, like, in, it's called Hari, you know, in Sanskrit. Hari means stealer, you know. Stealer means who steals all your, like, what you were relying on, you know, really pulls everything, and you are left, you know, upside down, you know, kind of. So I think, you know, maybe, like, they meet God, who is not a stealer, you know. अविद्या विभव प्रोत निविद पुरुषस्य हि नश्यत एवं विधेयम् राघव आत्म अवलोकना. also saying that this ignorance makes her nest inside everyone. Ignorance makes nest inside everyone, you know, like we really feel that that is there. And then how saying like Ram, only if you look deeply into it, you will find only nest, not bird, you know. The bird of ignorance is not there. Nest is there, you know, like kind of some and only deeply looking into, you will find out that it was not there, you know. Only nest has been, bird has never been there. So Ram is such kind of a case that everyone finds nests of ignorance within, but when deeply look into, bird has never been found, kind of, you know, like the nests always has been found, bird has never been found. So saying like, you know, this is something like that, that everyone looks at nests and feels that bird is inside, but when deeply looked, bird is never found. And you know, it's like, so it's like one of those cases, you know, saying Ram.
I don't understand. Yes, it is ignorance. People don't know. They don't feel also a lack of something. They're a very happy person because mm-hmm. they don't know they are. Something is missing to them. They're not looking for it.
Mm-hmm. No, like if you cannot miss if you don't know.
Yes.
Like this is another thing, you know.
Totally ignorance.
Yeah.
So other people as knowing or something is lack. And they can look after, they can look at something and perhaps they find something is missing or the nest is empty.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is totally ignorant, not sick. It's totally. Yeah. It's a happy life or no, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, you know, certainly. Because, like, you know, certainly, like, you cannot miss if you don't have that. Like, you know, in order to miss, you have to have.
I feel the darkness, they don't see.
You know, of course, like, because, you know, like, you know, they keep on being, and when only time comes, then. Only they see. Tavat sansar bhragus swatmana sadehinam आंदोलयत नीरंध दुख कंटक शालिस सो सेइंग एज लॉन्ग एज पीपल हैविंग बॉडी हैवंट लुक्ड डीपली इन देयर नेस्ट्स saying like the unhappiness, like the thorns will keep on moving them. Like, all that will keep on giving them unhappy experiences, and only when deeply looked into the nests and deeply looking, bird is not found, only then ignorance depart.
Come back again. Because the image, I remember when you were teaching Mirabai, uh-huh. She was crying in the night and the beloved is not coming back.
Yeah.
But she knows she's Krishna is someplace.
Yeah.
But she is in the place of, in this moment of the night, of crying,
yeah,
for some things. So I'm feeling that most of the time is, if something I can feel,
yeah,
this place.
Yeah, you know, certainly.
Not only to be small,
yeah,
always speaking about the ultimate is something I don't know,
yeah,
to catch all the time.
Yeah,
see.
Yeah, certainly.
The imagine rising myself, this, mm-hmm, this place.
Yeah, so certainly, like, you know, with Meera, kind of like he really see, really, you know, experienced Krishna at some point, and then also not experiencing in that those moments when she's crying.
It was, I was,
yeah,
before,
yeah,
trying to explain, so
yeah,
this.
Yeah. Image. So certainly, you know, kind of like, you know, like what he's saying, you know, is, okay. Like what he's saying, you know, it's like he's talking, like when Meera finally connected to Krishna. Like he's talking of that time. Like here,
yes,
in this place, he's talking when Meera, like finally, you know, one day Meera became Krishna. Like, you know, like she was not feeling any kind of separation. Also, she was not feeling Meera anymore. Like, you know, a time comes that you don't feel who you have been. Also, you don't feel separation. So, like that kind of state he's talking. Like.
Yes, this I understand.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, different state, you know? And that's why kind of like he's speaking about this, like when you don't feel yourself anymore, you don't feel separation anymore, but something else, you know, whatever that is, and he's talking like that. Yeah.
Speaking about
yeah. No, certainly,
longing,
you know, there's
a longing for something.
Yeah.
You know, you,
yeah,
we meet sometime.
Yeah.
And
yeah, then, you know, separate, and then it's
sometime,
like this. Yeah, and then it's this longing and tears, you know. It's so fun, you know, all that.
It's not so well. So
like, it's
so
really,
may I
really.
Cry?
You know, I think, you know, it's fun, you know, like this tears, you know, they really have like different kind of texture, you know, like they are like some kind of nectar is there, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It seems like the tricky part is that, I mean, like, I'm thinking, like, even Jesus said, why have you forsaken me? Why have you forsaken me? You know,
yeah.
It's this feeling of having been forsaken.
Yeah.
Not so much like, oh, it was here and now it's gone,
mm-hmm,
you know, and I have faith that if I stay on this path that I'll have more and more experiences. But there's that feeling of this sort of deliberate abandonment,
Yeah, sometimes, you know, that is felt. Kind of, you know, because if it is like only abandonment, you know, then what is the thread, you know? Like there is also thread of love, you know.
Right.
And of course, like because, like what happens as human, you know, we want this moment, you know.
Yeah.
And this is where we feel abandoned, you know, all those feeling comes. But actually there is always like, you know, if there is always like this thread of love, you know, which really kind of, a, you know, gives confirmation to proceed, gives like a, like this juice to proceed. But of course, like as human, you know, we really feel abandoned, you know, abandoned.
I mean, I guess it's a good thing to know
yeah.
that even a great saint or, you know,
even,
like,
even
a great saint could feel like, oh, why have
Certainly, you know, because they, like when you, like, because mind, you know, it's certainly limited, you know, and mind wants it now. And as soon as mind is dominating, those statements will come, you know, like, because why have you abandoned me, you know, kind of like, because, like mind cannot feel the love, you know, the threat. So you have to, like, bring yourself to the heart, and then suddenly this next moment, Jesus would have said something different. I hope. I don't know. You know, there will be another statement. You know, like, set
it.
Thank you. Yeah. Certainly, you know that. Like, as soon as he moved from here, he will. Feel thankfulness, you know, because this thread is there. Avidya yavat asyast notpanna chaya karina swaya matmamav lokeksha moksh moksh sa chaya daini. Saying that if you try to whittle ignorance, you know, try to do anything into ignorance, like it cannot be whittled, you know, because it doesn't exist at first place, you know, it's absence of wisdom. So it's good not to do anything about ignorance, but to bring light, you know, to do other side of it. And swayam atmav lokeksha. So saying like, if you merge yourself like with the current of like lok means you know, it could be translated as like if you merge yourself like with the sangha, lokecha means like maybe it's very difficult for each individual to kind of to, you know, to find a way to walk. But if you merge yourself with the Sangha, then certainly he's saying liberation will come. Like, certainly like a bigger current will flow, and this bigger current will, is saying moksha, like a, will bring the liberation, this bigger current, you know, being part of a sangha will be helpful to get rid of the influence of ignorance as well as be dancing in liberation, both same way. You know, trying to say that, you know, I understand that as individual it will be difficult to really know what to do. But if you have a like a sangha, lokecha, lok means like, and lok means actually lok means public. But public means like sangha in this case, because not there will be no current in public, you know. Current will be only in sangha. So really merging with sangha, and then this will take care of the ignorance as well as allow you to celebrate the liberation. Sangha, like, you know, the what is Sangha? like a
community
of people, you know, like where you feel love together, you know, just being part of that. Yes, please.
When you're speaking about darkness and light,
mm-hmm.
Are you using it as a kind of metaphor for ignorance and wisdom?
Yeah, just to understand, because darkness and light, we understand.
But I'm wondering, like, about the darkness and light not related to ignorance and wisdom, just like...
You know, it's like, because it's very experiential, you know, like darkness and light. It's very experiential, like you can really understand that you cannot remove darkness without putting light on.
But how do we know that light is like kind of the more powerful force over darkness?
Because we experience this, you know, you put on, you know, switch, and then you see things. So this is why I say it seems is more powerful than darkness.
Mm.
It seems to me, you know.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
It's not like, it doesn't seem really clear that one is.
Certainly,
one is,
you know,
more
like
the
example
the
is
other.
Not. Example is not like.
Mm.
But like, because this is our experience, then we can really understand what he means, you know, to try to say. So, just in order to understand, you know. I'm not saying it's a great example. It's not a great example. You know? Because
sorry.
Then, you know, what you need to do is like just put on the switch.
Yeah.
And in the other case, you know, you need to do so many things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I guess I was imagining the dark universe,
uh-huh.
like the vast kind of
mm-hmm.
space.
Mm-hmm.
It seems dark.
Uh-huh.
That's why I was like, wasn't sure.
Yeah, you know, it's like, that is just to understand.
Yeah,
you know.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's, because certainly, you know, this, like, this ignorance, darkness, you know, it's like, it really makes us dance around, you know. Like, we do this, that, you know, so many things. And doesn't work. So it's not as easy as putting on light, you know. So certainly you are right, but in order to understand, you know.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to understand.
Yeah.
Was it just like you
were
using it, or was it like really?
No. I was just using, so because we experience this every day, so just to know. Maybe some quiet time.